Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Today's parable of the pestering widow is a wonderful way to learn from Jesus about the importance of continually praying and never becoming discouraged, giving up, or losing heart. When I read this parable, I can actually picture in my mind a hardened, cantankerous, stubborn widow, continually irritating a judge, who doesn't give a you-know-what about anyone until he relents and gives her what she desires, justice. Interestingly enough, it appears from what little we read is that the judge actually knew she was in the right. Her case was just and her opponent wrong. He just didn't want to be bothered with her because he just didn't care. The parable of the persistent widow is the biblical equivalent of the American idiom, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, or the Chinese proverb, the crying baby gets the milk. Her determination proves what the multi-talented talk show host, actress, and author Aisha Tyler wrote, "Success is not the absence of failure, it is the persistence through failure. Success is not the absence of failure, it is the persistence through failure." And 19th century Scottish philosopher, satirical writer, and essayist Thomas Carlyle wrote, "Permanence, perseverance, and persistence, in spite of all obstacles, discouragement, and impossibilities, it is this that in all things distinguishes the strong soul from the weak." After Jesus tells the widow's persistence and receiving justice from an uncaring judge, Jesus teaches us that God does care about you. God is listening to you and will not delay in granting justice to you, his beloved child, when you cry out to him continually in prayer. And when hardship, tragedy, or illness happens, our faith is tested, because sometimes it may appear that God is far away and isn't listening. But God is always listening to his children. Now, there are many things I could say about prayer and faith, and even though Jesus did rebuke his disciples several times by saying, "You of little faith," I don't necessarily believe that having enough faith is why prayers are not answered in the way we want them to be answered. But I do believe we don't spend enough time in prayer, a belief the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics confirms, because what they discovered is this: the average time spent per day in religious and spiritual activities, including those who do nothing, is 9 minutes. Only 9 minutes. And if we're only spending, on average, 9 minutes per day in prayer, then we're not really pestering God or persevering very well, now are we? We're really not pestering God. These three reasons might be reasons we say we don't have time to pray. You wake up feeling rested, only to realize your alarm didn't go off. No time to pray. You accidentally delete your report 10 minutes before your meeting with your boss. No time to pray. Or your dog or cat is throwing up. No time to pray. Got to be busy. Oddly enough, each of those excuses to not pray are actually reasons to pray. We just get it backwards. The Catechism of the Episcopal Church defines prayer as responding to God by thought and deeds, with or without words. That's easy enough to understand. And it goes further to define Christian prayer as response to God through the Father through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, which is a little bit more difficult to wrap our heads around. But we try. Therefore, when things go sideways, when nothing is happening, or when good things happen, All of those are times to pray. And for our prayers to be able to pester God, we need to be persistent in being in God's presence by regularly putting into practice Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. A good way to think about this is to remember that a fly cannot pester you when you are eating, when it is outside and you are inside. It's impossible. Likewise, we cannot pester God unless we are in God's presence, where God fills us with the Holy Spirit, who enables us to follow Paul's instructions. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For me, today's gospel lesson, and having had lots of extra time to reflect 2 weeks ago, 20 hours on the road to and from Suwanee, Tennessee for the trustee meeting, all by myself, it has been a reminder that while I do pray a lot with others, I do pray a lot for others, I haven't really been attending to my own prayers for my own relationship with Christ as I should. I haven't been still in the presence of God as I need to be. And so I asked myself, it's a good question for each of us to ask ourselves, am I being a good steward of my time? Am I being a good steward of my time? Am I allocating enough time every day to prayer so my faith will grow stronger and I will become a permanent, persevering, and persistent presence with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Not as good as I should. Not as good as I should. Yes, the many demands of ministry absolutely never end. But if I kind of push ministry to the forefront, my prayer life to the side, I'm not attending to that relationship that I need with Jesus Christ to be a good pastor to each and every one of you. But as we all know, when we go through the seasons of life, being persistent in prayer is difficult, as Thomas A. Kempis reminds us in The Imitation of Christ. Oh my God, do not leave me alone. Do not depart in anger from your servant. Pardon me also and deal mercifully with me. Whenever my thoughts wander from you in prayer, for I confess truly that I am often distracted with my mind somewhere else from where my body stands or sits. Instead, I am where my thoughts carry me. Where my thoughts are, there I am. And frequently, my thoughts are where my desire is, that which naturally delights or is by habit pleasing, comes to me without invitation. And as you, truth itself, have plainly said, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So how can we begin to pray for Christ, the Son of Man, to find faith on earth when he returns? Where can we begin to pray? We can begin by practicing the pause. I stumbled across this and I really liked it. When in doubt, pause. When angry, pause. When tired, pause. When stressed, pause. When enjoying life, pause. And when you pause, pray. When in doubt, pause. When angry, pause. When tired, pause. When stressed, pause. When enjoying life, pause. And when you pause, pray. And now we will pause in silence for a few moments. Thank you.